This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
Continuing our conversation about the woman in the Bible. We've been doing this for the last couple of days, and we've been looking at various women. And today, we're looking at the life of Lot's wife. And I mean, we spoke about her not too long ago, but I think today we're taking a very specific focus into what we learn from her life. Her story occurs in Genesis 14, where we see the story of Lot and his family. And what we learn about the city of Sodom and Gomorrah in this particular chapter is that this city was known for its wickedness and disregarded for God's commandments. It rather in itself disregarded God's commands. And Lot, who is Abraham's nephew, lived in Sodom with his family. So when God decided to destroy this city that was filled with so much wickedness due to its unhindered sin, he instructed Lot and his family to escape and gave them a solemn warning to do so without looking back. So the Lord is kind of saying, hey, this is what's about to happen. I want you to get out. I'm going to destroy it. Get out. But when you go, don't look back. And unfortunately, completely disregarding God's warning, Lot's wife looked back. And as a result, she was turned into a pillar of salt. And I think a lot of us remember that moment. It's one thing when we think about Lot's wife, immediately we think about her looking back and her turning into a pillar of salt. Because this sudden and tragic transformation serves as a warning to all of us, reminding us of so many different things and lessons of disobedience and being able to heed God's word. But in the next couple of moments, we're going to be taking a moment to take a closer look at some of the things we can learn from the life of Lot's wife. More than just the idea of obedience and disobedience and God being able to turn us into a pillar of salt at wish. But I think there's something that we can see of our own heart that we can see also in the life of Lot's wife. We see how God warns Lot and his family, saying, hey, get out of here, because this area, this city that is so sinful will be destroyed. But he says, as you make your way out, take you and your family, don't look back, which is what we see having it happen in the life of Lot's wife. And a lot of us still remember that moment where she looked back, and we kind of just think about her, and we think up until there, and we feel like there's nothing else that can be taken from her story. But I think there's something really, really, really important that we see that I think is important for us to reflect on the life of Lot's wife. That she was a mom, which I think is something so important to see. She was part of a community. She was really planted into a community of people with all the other moms. You know how moms always get together? They always somehow seem to be connected. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see her connected into community. And I think it says something amazing. But we also see that there was something in her heart that we sometimes miss that led to the point where she eventually decides to look back. It wasn't just a once-off thing. There was something that happened that really led to her finally deciding to look back. And I think it's something that is so gradual. In actual fact, the scripture tells us that Lot's wife lingered behind during the rush to vacate Sodom. She wasn't immediately just dashing off to get out of Sodom, but we see how she lingered behind in the rushing and the packing and just being able to say, hey, get out of here. She lingered behind. And I think it's easy for us to miss that. We don't pause there too long. We can kind of just go, yeah, I mean, of course, she loved the place. So I get why she lingered behind. But I think there's something that's so important for us to be able to notice in this particular idea of her lingering behind, because when we make this decision to follow Christ, we make the faithful effort to stand by his side fully and fully. However, as time passes, we can find ourselves drifting back and settling into these old past habits and old past company that we've at a certain point in life had left. And here's the thing. I mean, think about it in this way. The fall of Peter in the second chapter of Luke, we see Peter's misplaced self-confidence. It happens the first time. And we're kind of like, okay, it's nothing too hectic, but instead, Peter insisted he was ready to go with Christ, no matter where it is, to prison or to death. But we all know how that story went. Peter's conceit then soon led to a life lacking in prayer. We see the story playing out completely different. And I think for me, kind of the point where this plane is landing at, the first thing that we take from the story of Lot's wife is that backsliding is very gradual. It's very gradual. Backsliding is something that takes time. It happens over a long period of time. And so often we don't even see it taking place in the moment because we feel like, no, we can reason it. I mean, you think about it. She took some time to leave the town and it's like, but of course, it's where everything was, where her family was, where her friends were. Of course, it took a little bit of time for her to be lingering during the rushing out of Sodom. But backsliding is so sudden that that slight pause of lingering is actually the seed that planted that full on looking back, going and disregarding the declaration and the command of God saying, don't look back. That's the fruit that she eventually had to eat. The seed of this lingering around of, oh my goodness, I don't want to leave. I don't want to step into where God is calling me. Sometimes is the seed that plants this fruit that we will eat that gets us to a place where we completely disregard God. Friend, I know a lot of us, when you hear something like this, it almost feels like, oh my goodness, this feels like it's attacking me and it's feeling a little bit personal. But I think it is personal because I think a lot of us can be able to relate with this. It's going, Lord, are there places in my life where there's seeds of backsliding and completely moving away from you, where I'm slightly deviating from what you're saying and what you're instructing me to do? Or maybe I'm even slow to perform exactly what you said I should do. The first thing that we're saying that we realize as a lesson from the life of Lot's wife is really reflecting on this importance of saying backsliding is gradual. The scripture speaks about how she was slow in gathering herself to be able to leave the place, to be able to leave Sodom, and which I guess fast forward is why we see her eventually looking back. But her looking back may on the surface look like a very sad moment of just going, oh man, she was just looking at her house and thinking about her friends and thinking about her church and thinking about her community of people, all sorts of things. But it was completely disregarding the order of God. In actual fact, just last night in our family group, we were looking at the book of Samuel. And we're looking at the moment where the Ark of the Covenant was stolen. And, well, just before it was stolen, as they were traveling with the Ark of the Covenant, there goes David and a couple of these guys. They're not even carrying the Ark. It's kind of on this little, I don't know, cot. I think it's what it's called in the scripture. And they're pulling it on this thing, which already is defying the order of God. But then something really painful happens. As it's moving, the scripture speaks about how there's a piece of the ark, I can't remember the exact item, that was seeming to fall off. And Uzzah, who is part of the crew that was traveling with David, reached his hand to catch it lest it falls. So you can imagine, I mean, it's just like a reaction that's kind of like, whoa, 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 just trying to catch it before it lands on the ground because it's a piece of the Ark of the Covenant of God. I don't think it should fall. But God said, you will not touch it. And he died on the spot. Now, I mean, I've struggled with this for years and my heart still breaks a little bit of this idea of, man, he was doing the right thing. He had good intentions. He was trying to catch it so it doesn't break. It's part of the Ark of the Covenant of God, this very thing that carries the presence of God. I don't think it should fall, but I don't think God is double-minded when he says, don't touch it. And I don't think he was double-minded when he said to Lot's wife, don't look back. But that's the thing about backsliding and sin when it creeps in, is that it makes us overlook the very direct word of God and instruction of God that we can sometimes miss and think that what we may be doing with good intention is okay for us to then go against the direct word of God. But the second and final thing that I want to leave us with from the life of this, from the story of the life of Lot's wife, that I think is very important. In actual fact, we see this reminder in Luke chapter number 17, which is the second shortest verse in the Bible. Luke 17, this is actually in verse 32, where it takes us back to this particular moment with Lot and his wife, where it simply says, remember Lot's wife. Jesus just says that, remember Lot's wife, in Luke 17, verse number 32. And then he goes on to say something so powerful. In the next verse, he says, whoever seeks to save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, in that night, there will be two men in one bed. The one will be taken and the other will be left. It's this picture of what will happen at this point in time. And the Lord is telling them something important about the coming of the kingdom. But in these two verses, he says something so important. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. Friend, If there's anything that we take from this very verse, I mean, even if you read it in different translation, verse 33, we see that it says the same thing. In the NLT, it says, if you cling to your life, you will lose it. If you let go, you will save it. The Passion says, all who are obsessed with being secure in life will lose it all, including their lives. But those who let go of their lives and surrender them to me will discover true life. In the Message of Luke 17:33, it says, if you grasp and cling to life on your own terms, you will lose it. But if you let that life go, you will get life on God's terms. Friends, as we wrap this up, the reminder is to say, hey, may we be a people that will surrender our lives to God. To say, Lord, here it is. It's my life. Thank you. But it's actually all yours. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:11, it says, it is in Christ that we find out who and what we are living for. To say, Lord, I'm surrendering the entirety of my life to God. And I believe when we do that, we will find true meaning and purpose for our lives. Lot's wife is a true reflection of what it looks like to surrender completely to God. What happens if we don't surrender completely to God? And I maybe want to leave you with this question. What are you clinging onto in your life right now? Is it material possessions, worldly possessions, pleasures, the culture, the system of the world, or a broken past? Maybe this is a reminder you need to let go, to stop clinging to life on your own terms. I really believe that Jesus is calling you to a life of surrender. And I encourage you to surrender to God and live life on God's terms.
Impact 103 Afternoon Drive.